And I see that. It's completely false. I never said that.
She claims you did.
It's her word against mine, right?
Well, juries are very sympathetic with expecting mothers.
This is extortion.
We don't want this going to trial, Claire. You and your husband are public figures. This will result in some very bad press. I suggest we go back to them with a settlement offer.
We need the arrest record.
There isn't any. They let him go.
Then we need to know who got him off. If Underwood was involved, we are talking abuse of powers and corruption.
I checked. There's no files, no mugshot, nothing.
Then we need to find the cop who pulled him over. Or somebody who saw him come into the station. But DC cops, they look after each other. We need to be careful.
Do you have any sources on the force?
Not that I would trust with something like this.
You know, Lucas started out on the crime beat. I can see if he knows anyone.
Would he help us?
I don't know. Maybe.
Help out a competitor?
We stayed in touch.
You've got to be kidding me. This town is way too incestuous.
I know it's a lot to ask.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the affair, Zoe.
If you could just give me a contact and maybe vouch for me.
Did you wait to bring this up until now because you thought it'd be harder for me to say no?
What do you mean?
In bed, right after we...
You don't actually think I would do something like
that. It sure seems that way.
This is huge, Lucas.
I'm trying to avoid fucking up what we have, whatever that is, and you're making it really hard for me.
I don't know that I'll ever be the kind of person that makes it easy.
Well, I'm not looking for easy, but I don't need to be reminded of him.
I can't erase what I did.
I know you can't, but this is really fucking manipulative.
Did you mean what you said the other night? That you probably... I don't know what to do when I hear something like that. That's why I was so quiet when you drove me to the airport.
I was angry. I just blurted it out. I wish I hadn't, at least not like that.
I'm not trying to take advantage of you because you did. He hasn't said a word.
And you haven't brought it up.
I just asked him if he was still considering Tusk. He said yes, but that he wanted to speak to you first, that's it.
I wish we'd know if they'd spoken at all.
Well, he has his private line. I can't track those calls.
Frank.
Mr. President.
Only about St. Louis.
He's a hard man to read. I did my best to probe him, but I don't think I left any wiser to which way he's leaning. I must say, though, I think he is by far and away the best candidate.
Why do you say that?
Doesn't it make sense for you to nominate someone you know so well?
I don't know him. That's why I sent you to St. Louis.
Forgive me, Mr. President. I didn't mean it that way. I meant that the world knows so well. You, me, everyone knows Raymond Tusk. We don't need to convince anyone of his worthiness.
But you said he still seems ambivalent?
Which is why I think you should make a personal overture. Invite him to the White House.
Well, I don't want to appear desperate.
I agree with Frank. Inviting him is a very good idea.
If you're serious about Tusk, you should wine and dine him, make him feel very special.
I'm sure we can find time in the schedule.
Let's give him a few more days.
We have less than a week, sir. I wouldn't wait any later than Friday.
We can make Friday work, sir.
Well, see if he's available.